Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight our guest is a true professional. He is a man cow. Man cow is not heard out here on in Southern California, or at least in Los Angeles, but in many other states and cities across this great country.
And they know him in San Francisco.
And he's known.
What does that mean?
Well, they knew you there, yes?
Yes.
He has come out with a book. It's called Dad, Dames, Demons, and a Dwarf, which is, I'm told, just made. Oh, and there's more to it, but if you just stick with the D's, you'll find the book on the internet or wherever you find it. I'm just told it made the New York Times bestseller list, which is quite remarkable. And Drew's green with envy over there because he's got a book coming out that is not going to make the New York Times bestseller list. So, Man Cow, welcome to the show.
Look, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge, huge fan. This is the biggest deal ever for me to be here.
Really?
I'm also on the Fox News channel every day, so maybe people who don't know who the hell I am from my stupid radio show would know me from that.
How many cities are you in now?
We're in 27 different cities.
Morning radio,
I have a really lousy agent.
Yeah, he's horrible. I saw that dude in the hall.
What a dickhead he is.
One hand in his French horn, the other in his ass. Horrible, horrible man. Morning radio, I was thinking about it as I was in the shower tonight at 9:30. And 9:30 in the evening.
Right, of course. Yes,
I take a shower about 9:25 every night. I like to freshen up for Drew in case we ever get to third base again. And I thought, well, now what time is it? It's 9:27 and I'm in the shower. And then I thought, well, how far away do I live from the studio? And I thought, if traffic's moving fast and I'm averaging in the mid-80s, about 20, 22 minutes. I'm still soaking wet now, and the show's going to start in 29 minutes. And then I thought, who's on tonight? Man Cow. And then I thought, holy Christ, we got to book this show. Now, then I thought, people don't know what a morning show entails.
Right.
I mean, the listeners. People hear the personalities, and they think this guy rolls in sort of half drunk.
The way we do on our show.
15 to 20 seconds before the mics heat up and go to work. But it's a lot of work.
Morning shows.
Yeah, that really is what happened. You guys, I mean, I'm standing here. I'm scared to death. You just literally walk in off the street. Okay, let's do this. You know, we get up at 2:30 in the morning to do the
2:30.
Show. I'm on from 5 till 10 in Chicago, and it's ridiculous. It's 5 hours of original material a day. Consider what the writing staff of a big show would be. And, I mean, it's 25 hours a week of original stuff. It's tough. It's a lot of work.
2:30.
2:30 in the morning.
Oh, Christ. How fast would I have that whittled down? I can't believe it. I mean, what time do you go to bed?
You know, like 9 o'clock at night. But I'll take a nap during the afternoon or something if I want to stay up, like today I did, so I could be fresh for you fellas.
Oh, my God. It just seems unnatural.
It is. It's the gift that keeps on sucking.
Will you have to start
it's
at
nonstop suck.
Will you have to get going at 1 o'clock tonight?
No, I'm here. I'm here with you guys. No, I'm taking night off for you guys.
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know anything about radio, but it seems like everyone else is on vacation except for us, Drew. As I drive around, I just listen to a bunch of fill-in people and best of as I drive here. So there must be some kind of summer something going on.
No, it's in between ratings time. It's like the 1 week where they're not taking ratings.
All right, what are we doing here?
So this show can really suck, and that's why you have me tonight.
Fine.
So,
well, hold on.
This isn't being rated. Don't worry about it.
Is this a rerun now?
No, this is...
Oh, Christ.
They're probably running tapes right now.
Hold on, where am I here?
We're probably doing this for nothing.
Oh, this sucks.
Son of a bitch.
Well, the point is at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, sucks.
All right, so you get up at 2:30, and you live in Chicago, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just in the winter, it's got to be crazy.
To you LA guys, I know it's flyover. There are people there. There is civilization there, but it's miserably cold.
Right.
And
it's never colder than it is at 2:30 in the morning or whenever you leave the house.
No, you know, and they have that wind that goes, you know, they always say the wind that goes through you, and I thought, yeah, that's BS. And then I move there. It really is. That wind comes off the lake and goes right through you, and it's horrific.
We've been to your studio a number of times. They're in that Mercantile Mart.
That's right.
Merchandise Mart.
You guys use my studio when you're on the road. That's my studio.
It's a nice
wonderful
facility.
Building.
Thank you.
Yes.
They moved downstairs and down the hall.
Same building, though.
Same building, yeah.
Yes.
Do you realize what boring radio guys we are?
Yeah.
Well, it's a lovely studio.
Is this thing on?
But they're all closets. I mean, people think radio's glamorous. It's not.
Look at this.
This is a closet with microphones and a phone.
Yeah.
There's nothing really, except for Adam Carolla's here, and I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
There's nothing really glamorous about this room.
Yeah, thank you.
He's about to talk about your book.
And doctor,
yes.
people always say your clock will reset.
No.
That's crap. My clock has never reset.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time.
It's just such BS.
Yeah.
These third shifters work at the Waffle House, I don't know how they do it.
No, you have a clock. I mean, human beings and probably all animals have a clock, and it's somewhere. Here's what it is. The healthiest would be to go to bed at 10 and get up at 6 a.m. every morning. That's probably the healthiest place. And then the further you get from that, the less healthy you get as a human being.
Well, it's not like we were during evolution factoring in travel through time zones.
Uh-huh.
It was not factored into our evolutionary framework.
Right. So. It was for mine. But.
And isn't it like 7 a.m. is the best time to have sex?
Is that true?
Didn't
they do a study that is...
I've never seen a study.
It's my new plan.
To beat off at 7?
Set the alarm. Get ready, world. Here comes the new Adam. All right. So anyway, Man Cow is here, and new book is out as we speak. Let's and you can go to Amazon or any bookstore.
Yes, sir.
Where's the best? What's the easiest? Just get on
I think
computer.
Amazon is probably the easiest.
Kristen?
Yes.
You're 14?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, I've been married for almost a month. And, like, when we first started having sex, there wasn't no problem with his penis or anything.
You're 14?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How old is he?
Yes.
How old is he?
He's 19.
He's 19.
Yeah.
Were you pregnant or something? Why did you get married?
Yeah.
No, we've known each other for, like, three years.
3 years.
You can only keep a girl waiting so long these days.
So you started dating him when you were 11 and he was 17 or so?
Like, I think he was 16. Were you 16? Yeah, he was 16.
And you were 11?
Yeah.
My daughter's 11.
Yeah, no, she's 10 and a half. Big difference. Plus, this is an Indianapolis 11. Your daughter's all full of ice skating and Hello Kitty notepads. This is all like roofies and rum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's different in the middle of the country.
Oh, man.
So, Manco, you're okay.
No, this is the first call that I get tonight.
Yes,
wow.
Married at and by the way, how do you get married at 14? You need a note from your gym coach, or how's that work?
Hold on. We got married in Texas. That's where we're originally from.
That
explains. Okay, why did you say so?
Lawless town.
My mom had to sign the papers. So
all right, that's what we're asking. That's what we're asking. You need to be an emancipated minor.
Texas.
All right.
All right, Kristen, what's wrong with his penis?
Okay,
it's attached to him. That's the thing. That's the number one thing that's wrong with this guy's penis.
Say.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not circumcised, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing. The piece of the skin that's attached to the...
Yes.
The foreskin?
Right.
Okay, there's like a rip or a tear or...
Okay,
I don't know. It looks like another hole.
It may just be an ulcer there.
All right.
Yeah.
Right, because, we've been having sex, like, really often.
All right, so he tore something there. Maybe I'll wear a condom in the meantime until that thing heals up, okay?
Okay.
Does he know what a condom is?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
You can get stenosis and stuff. What did the urologist say last week? We had Jennifer Berman up here.
Right. What'd she say?
She said it wasn't stenosis. She called it something
else. She called something else, but then she went back and said it was stenosis.
Right.
Hey, Kristen.
Yes.
So you're 14 and you're married.
Yes.
And are you pregnant?
No.
Are you doing anything for protection?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Well, I have birth control pills.
You do?
You take them every day?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And is he working?
Are they chewable?
No, he swallow.
They're Flintstones.
Oh, he swallow.
My God.
Does he work, your husband?
Yeah, he works.
What's he do?
Security?
He does... Sorry.
All right, baby doll. I can see you got important things to get to. I'm guessing it's a Jewish couple, so I'm going to say mazel tov.
They're Jewish, yes. They're coming holidays.
14, married... uncircumcised, calling from Indianapolis by way of Texas. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. All right, Kristen. Many years of health and happiness.
Yeah.
Okay, don't get pregnant.
Okay.
All right. Okay, good. That's, like, what's What's worse, the 14-year-old that wants to get married or the mom that goes ahead and signs that paperwork to get her out of the house?
They create and coexist with one another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the mom that would do that that creates the 14-year-old that wants to do that.
Yeah. I was just thinking about what a horrible society this is becoming. I was looking in the USA Today, and I saw that out of the they had a survey of every state in this country, and top one was Utah. This is
for what?
This is bang for your buck. This is taxes paid for what you get. Huh. You want to know what was number 50?
California.
Good call.
Yes.
That's right. So we may want to lure attractive couples like Kristen out here from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
We got to keep that mantle.
Can I ask you a question, Doc?
Yeah.
What is there's so much debate. I'm not a doctor. My friends aren't doctors. What is the story on circumcised versus uncircumcised?
It probably
which one feels better?
It doesn't make a damn bit of difference.
It doesn't.
No, that's ridiculous.
So all the stories we've heard, don't circumcise your kids. It's torture.
It's not torture. They anesthetize the kids now. Maybe unnecessary. Amongst industrialized countries, we're still the only one that does it kind of routinely. But they've shown less human papillomavirus, less cervical cancer in the partners of circumcised males, no penile cancer in circumcised males. So there are some minor but real health.
That all adds up to nothing.
Health benefits.
I think cancer sounds like a good one to avoid.
Yeah.
So would you circumcise your children?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He did. And here's the thing. Whatever you did to your kids is what you crusade. Otherwise, it makes you a bad
person.
That's
right. Okay.
No,
see.
I'm actually not crusading. I don't care. But
so you're not circumcised?
No, I am. Well, it's a long story, but I don't have any kids.
Okay, all
it's
right.
Not really
all
what right. You, it's not really what you are. It's what you've done. See, what you are is just what your parents did to you. But what you do to your kids, you have to argue for.
Here's what
otherwise,
I have
you
noticed.
Made a bad call.
Here's what I have noticed, though. People that obsess and agonize over that decisions do not necessarily make the best parents.
My wife.
If you agonize over that goddamn decision, there are way more difficult things that your anxiety is going to make your kids sick
now,
with.
Right.
If you don't contain it.
My wife is African. She's actually from Africa. And I got her when I was over there doing Peace Corps things. And she wants to cut off the labia of our daughter when we have one. What do you think of that?
That's her cultural right.
Okay.
No, we
all
cannot
right.
judge.
Only if she sews the vagina up afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. We can't judge. Yeah, it has to look like the lips of a shrunken head. That's what it has. Finally, I could get some sensation. Finally, if I can just get in between those stitches. All right. We can't judge other cultures.
No.
We can't.
Who are we to judge?
Beat the crap out of your
Did you
wife,
hear about the one that married a dog? The little girl that she's Indian.
Yeah.
And it's some monkey god or something, but it's in a dog, and she married a dog.
Can't really?
We really think if we give them Game Boy and Pepsi that they're going to fall in love with us and follow us. How do we relate to people that marry their canines? I mean, sure, it's man's
what
best
is she,
friend.
What
but
is she doing things with the canines?
I don't know. I mean, you know, position they would do. But I just can't I can't imagine what
Wheel
culture
barrel?
What culture
oh,
does
yeah.
that.
Well, here comes Nenetche.
Nenetche.
No, this is Navajo Indian. Turns Japanese at the end, though. But I was that whole thing on 2020 last week about hymen reconstruction.
That's
which
great.
Is another,
I like it. I like that. I'm all for that.
I'm for it, too.
Except the problem is it's done for these abusive a-hole dads who need their daughters to be virgins at the time of marriage.
It's a cultural thing.
You can't judge.
No.
Can't judge.
Can't judge. If, you know, no blood on your wedding night and you go out and kill your wife, that's
your prerogative.
Some cultures hang it up like it's a Japanese flag, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
We can't judge. We cannot judge. Hunter?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
First off, I want to say what's up to Man Cow. I sympathize with him. I wake up at 3 a.m. 7 days a week.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you do it for $28,000 a year, though.
Yeah, well, I don't. I make my $8 an hour. I have my own radio show as well, so.
All right, less than $28,000 a year. Either way, no. At least he's getting money.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You do your own radio show?
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
I can't say because I think I'd lose my job because you guys are on a different station.
Okay. And they're paying really? $8 an hour.
Okay, so.
But that's where everybody gets to go on a radio.
Right.
Yeah.
You do a morning show then?
Yeah, I used to intern with the morning show, and now I do weekends.
Oh, and you got what's your on-air name?
I can't tell you that.
All right.
It's my real name too, so.
All right, Connor, what's the question?
My girlfriend and I, we just started fooling around and stuff, and I heard that there was two kind of orgasms. I gave one of my other girlfriends, I think a G-spot orgasm where she actually, you know, came and actually had an ejaculate.
Mm-hmm. All right, look. And, people are so confused about this. This goes down in the women's magazines with the finger up the ass BS for men.
Right.
Which is total ridiculous. I mean, I hope you're not into this, but it's...
Because Adam told me something different before the show.
Yeah.
There are very few men, Adam being amongst them, are very into this, but the rest just think it's ridiculous.
True. Hold on a second. Yeah. It was funny because, like... Before I make fun of the finger up the ass crowd, I just want to make sure that I'm not offending you or your people. If you are amongst the finger up the ass crowd, people,
Adam, I would be the anti finger up the ass crowd.
Okay, well,
which
good.
The majority
fair
of male.
Now, true,
or tongue,
speak freely,
or tongue, doctor.
Finger up the ass, no good either.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than when you insult a finger up the ass person by talking about how crazy they are
in their presence.
In the room.
Yes, of course.
Go ahead.
Well, it's not that they're crazy. It's just that they are a significant, tiny minority of males, and males. Males go after everything they want with like a freight train.
Yeah.
And if this were something that really enhanced sex, men would be, I mean, all about it. They aren't into it. It's not a good thing. And this whole business of different kinds of orgasms. Listen, most women only have orgasm during direct clitoral stimulation and like oral sex. There are some that can have it during intercourse. They're a minority. And some of those that have it during intercourse will also have an ejaculate.
Women,
but the same woman does not all those things.
All right. And women give me two types of orgasms.
None?
The fake and none. Yes. The asshole.
What?
How dare you step on my beautiful comedy. Hunter?
Yeah.
All right. Who cares? So what's the... she's not having this new girlfriend you have.
Right.
Is she having an orgasm through oral sex?
Well, yeah, she's having both.
Okay, then. Way ahead of the game.
Way ahead.
You need a third? I don't even get a first? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
No, it's not how it works.
Wait a minute. Women don't have
He's
oral
got a third
with
one.
Intercourse.
He wants
it's
a
one
third.
Or the other.
No, they can have both.
No, she fakes the one with intercourse and having it with the oral sex.
Well, that's the other thing, too. When guys are real uptight and they put a lot of pressure on women, they just give them what they want to keep them moving. And maybe that's what it is.
So is an ejaculation possible when we're talking about?
Women, yeah.
Or is it just they've let loose of their bladder?
There's both.
Okay.
Both.
Because I've had that happen.
It's hard to tell which one. Yeah. How do you know it was the bladder?
It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been an ejaculate?
Mm-hmm.
So I did make her.
Adam,
it could have.
Manco had sex with 30 women in one day.
Really?
In this book.
Really?
Yeah.
30 women in one day?
Right.
I'm not proud of it. I'm really not.
You're not proud of it?
Should I be?
I'd be marginally proud of it, yeah.
It was pretty exciting.
But really?
Yeah.
Well, how does that work?
Well, this book, my father passed away, and I kept a diary, and I went through Europe, and I ended up in Amsterdam.
Oh.
And when I sent this off to the publisher, I was really stupid about it, and a lot of it has gotten published that I didn't want published, and that's one of those things.
Really?
Now that I'm married, plus my mom reading it, it's almost caused me to be kicked out of my family. But... we went there. I was declared mayor for a day. It's a long story. But
mayor of Amsterdam for a
yeah,
day?
Yeah, yeah. We did the first internet broadcast from there. And it's a long story. But we were at the Amstel factory, and Amstel runs the town, you know. Right?
How long ago was this?
I thought Heineken
ran
the town.
This was about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And Heineken and Amstel, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The big secret?
Same
guy.
Same company.
Same
oh,
guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of like these radio stations that compete, but it's one guy that owns all of them.
Wow.
And I was taken to a place called Yab Yum, and it was there that Sodom and Gomorrah began.
Wow.
Yeah.
And these are this 30 prostitutes?
No, they're really quite spectacular, and we're talking...
Well, I don't mean they're unattractive, but what is their function? What do they think they are?
I think they're working girls. They're earning their money.
Right,
but
they're prostitutes, but they're not like what we expect to see out
no,
here.
No, it was 50 guilders, which was 30 American dollars per woman. This was
right.
a gift. This was a gift from the house. And, I mean, you're talking $30 a woman, and some of these women are spectacular. I mean, Playboy, Playmate quality.
Wow. And so 30 in one day.
It was a dog pile thing. It was at
right.
once. It was a
wow.
It was kind of like that Eminem video for Superman.
So
I was
so
just
this,
kind of in this dog pile.
This took place over the course of an hour. Or
yeah,
something?
I wish.
Oh,
I'd like to say that
you're going to masturbate for this for a month.
Yeah,
right. You can slow down and just
possibly
drive it to
longer.
You.
Yeah, I'll get more than 30 out of this. Believe you me. And how do you know? You had sex with everybody if it was a dog pile.
You know, I could have doubled up on a couple, I suppose.
He was taking pictures as he went. You know what I mean? He was like,
but I was inspired by, you remember Andy Kaufman and his sidekick, Bob Smuda?
Mm-hmm.
Their deal was they would hit a whorehouse and try to do every single person. So they would go to Moonlight Bunny Ranch and stay there till they had done everyone. And this, this place called the Yab Yum, I wanted to do every girl.
And when you do that,
yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is you know, you picture the orgy, you picture one guy and a bunch of people rolling around on the bed, bunch of women. But when it comes down to the actual sexing part, now I'm picturing sort of a deli. I mean, in the sense where you got to line it up or you have to grab a number. You know what I mean? There has to be some order to it. Or is it just completely catch as catch can?
What's the old story about the gay guy walks into a bar and all these guys have had a contest to see whose penis is bigger and they've got them all laid out on the pool table and the guy walks in and says, I was going to have a beer, but I'll stay for the smorgasbord. I remember the old joke. It becomes somewhat of a Henry Ford would have been proud of me. It was somewhat of, look, there's nothing romantic about that. There's no love there.
Assembly line.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't the best sex of my life because there was...
Yeah.
Adam, I like a little bit of love to be
His wife
involved.
Is listening, Adam. A translator.
I like a little bit of cuddling.
No, I know. You need...
I like to be held, but this was, you know, this was very much...
I'm with you. I'm a 12 to 15 man. I'm not a 30.
Once you get over
25, it gets distracting, Drew.
But these were attractive women.
Wow. You know what I do? You know what I would like to do? Hmm. You see this once in a while in a porn movie, which is when the women kind of line up. Well, that's good, too, actually. But when the women line up and sort of present, and the guy sort of goes down the line,
you get
10.
That's what this was. That's what this was.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Lining up.
Face down, ass up, you.
Really?
Yeah.
It's right down the line.
Yeah. And there were drugs involved as well.
Oh, great.
So that, which made it last longer.
Oh, sure, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it just on like ass up and
face down, ass
up. Lined up.
Face down, ass up. And there was a line. And then there was a dog pile.
Wow.
Yeah. And, it was kind of like Little League when you were a kid, except
this,
completely different, I guess.
Is this a common thing? I don't mean a common thing, but
no.
I mean... This is the royal treatment. Is this the high roller suite at the hotel version of that? You know what I'm saying?
I would say that's exactly what it was. I had the mayor on. I mean, I love the city, and you know, in America,
why not? I would too. I'd love Detroit if they did that.
Have you been to Detroit?
No,
dear Lord.
I know
it's Beirut.
Make it 35.
Look. We are told from the time we're born in this country, land of the free, land of the free, land of the free, land of the free. And I would argue that Chicago certainly is a fascist state. But that's a whole other show. Look, I really found true freedom in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And the cops are happy. The people are happy. They have a small area.
For doing drugs.
A beautiful area where if you want to go smoke weed, you can go smoke weed. If you want to go to Hagamartha's and do hallucinogenic mushrooms, you want to go over to the gray area and do some brownies with weed in them, you can do that. And the cops are bored.
Yeah, I don't... I was actually transporting... I had this thought. I don't know. Maybe it's a half a retarded celebrity thought. But I got a whole bunch of pot brownies, right? And I was transporting them. I threw them in the trunk of my car because I was bringing them. Friend of my wife, this young woman, has cancer. And it's fairly severe, and she wants these pot brownies. So I had a friend of mine bake them up. I walked them out to my car, threw them in the trunk, and I was driving them over to her house. And I thought to myself, you know, if you get pulled over with this half a pan of pot brownies in the back, you're probably going to get arrested. And then I thought... And then there was a sort of moral invincibility I had, which
righteous indignation.
Which is, F you, I'm giving them to this 32-year-old chick who has ovarian cancer. Please, give me a break. And then I thought, why am I even going through this dialogue in my head? You know what I mean? We're not allowed to do this as adults in a free society.
Because of the drug war, and that's how stupid it is. And my father was one of these guys, you know, that I got caught smoking weed. He came in and broke all my CDs and albums and tore all the posters off my wall.
Hold on, you had CDs? My dad still doesn't know what a CD is.
If you smoke weed, you're gonna do cocaine, and next thing you know, you're muling a horse out of Mexico in your ass, kind of guy. And then when he got cancer, he came to me. He said, "Son, I need some weed so that he could eat and all of these things. You know, marijuana does good things for people with cancer." So that was I had to go out and score my dad a bag of weed. So I know what you're talking about. And how stupid is that? That I was also terrified. He was
right.
A guy dying of cancer.
Yeah.
So, land of the free, look, I found real freedom in Amsterdam and had a great time.
Thank you. That's it. I'm building an underground railroad to Amsterdam. There's no ocean between here and there, is there, Drew?
No.
Okay. We'll work that out. Man Cow in here tonight. We'll talk a little more about civil liberties after this. Patriots Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Famous DJ Man Cow is in here. Morning DJ, that is. Gets up at 2:30 every morning.
Oh, thanks.
He's got himself a book out that's on the Times bestseller list. Dad, Dames, Demons, and a Dwarf. It's My Trip Down Freedom Road. And it's a substantial book. It's not a little paperback. It's nice looking. Drew?
Yeah, it's great.
Drew knows books, likes books, reads books. And speaking of books, I'm sitting around at Jimmy's show today, and everyone's buzzing about the Harry Potter this and Harry Potter
God.
That. And here's my thing. You see these pictures? There's a bunch of kids with glasses and capes waiting in line, lines in front of bookstores and stuff. And I thought, when I was 11, if you admit that you knew how to read, you were a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
We beat the crap out of you. Like, when you're 11, you're supposed to be wrestling, experimenting with cough syrup and making Pollock jokes, not reading 850-page books, just sitting up, and certainly not waiting in line for a book. I mean, like, think about Christmas, and Drew, this probably not you, but Man Cow, this probably is more like you. Here's the worst thing you could get as a young person during Christmas, like 10, 11, 12 years old. If it was a book or a sweater, that almost didn't count as a gift.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd open up it'd be some burnt orange sweater that somebody sent out from Philadelphia, and it'd be like,
Geranimals.
Sucks. Yeah. Anything that you could wear or read, that's not really a gift.
No.
That's just sort of, you might as well get a toothbrush and some flour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's just one of these elements of life that you need. What the hell's gone wrong with this society? The kids are waiting in long lines to read books. It sickens me.
Do you know what makes me sick?
What?
I mean, really makes me sick is, look, Oprah has just come back out. I call her Black Jesus. She's the savior for all of us. But she has come out and she said, what? Read Steinbeck. I've read all Steinbeck stuff, okay? I used to live in the Monterey Bay Area, okay? But grown men sitting reading Harry Potter. And they don't have kids, you know, and some of them make the excuse, oh, I'm pre-reading it for my child. There are these dorks. These are the same kids that played D&D in high school, Dungeons and Dragons. There's 40-year-old men sitting around reading Harry Potter and loving it.
Yeah,
and
I know. Calling all nerds.
Thank you. But there's so much out there to read. Walk into a bookstore. Sweet Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's your choice, Harry Potter?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you find that pathetic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd like to get these guys and beat the crap out of them. And they drive Saturns. These are the pussies that drive Saturns.
And you said...
Those kind of men... Look, a man that would drive a Saturn is a pussy.
That's
okay?
True. He likes it because it sounds like it's going... Like it's a spaceship that's going to take him.
If they had a car Uranus, believe me, he'd be inside it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Saturn's the goofiest-looking gayest car. I mean, it's the gay of the straight world car.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, Saturn's too goofy for a gay guy to drive.
Right, they drive nice cars.
Which is the ultimate gay car. Do you know what I mean? The gays have a little style. At least they get something with a rag top, maybe.
So you're saying Saturn is for the gay man that doesn't know he's gay. He's the uncloseted homosexual.
No.
I believe that.
Yes.
No, but that's what I think.
But it's even further. It's beyond gay. Like, what it is,
uber gay.
Gay guys.
It's the seventh ring of homosexuals.
Gay guys like a pussy car, but this is pussy meets poor construction meets bad design.
No stop.
You at least got to have some architectural interest when you're designing a car. This is too gay for the gays.
I'm back to Oprah and Steinbeck. She wants us to read Steinbeck?
Yeah, that's her new book is East of Eden.
She's
brought back the book club.
She kicked off her book club by recommending a 20-year-old book or 50-year-old book.
Manco, you make the book.
But I'm real fat.
All right.
There's
Oprah. I think Mancow's point is why aren't these people reading other books? There's plenty of great literature out there. My point is why they're reading at all.
You're fat.
All you're playing is Nintendo and reading these Harry Potter books. Get your fat ass off the sofa and get out and start beating up other races.
Picked up this Auto Theft 3 thing.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, God, is that the best?
They're going nuts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They get into this stuff before you realize what they're into. It's like, whoa.
We wonder about violence in our society.
Holy Christ.
Boy, you can beat up hookers and steal crack, and that's a good thing for your kids.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm very pleased.
Tiffany?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
I had a comment about something you guys had said on a previous show, I've actually heard it twice now on two of your shows.
Uh-oh.
Anytime someone will say, you'll ask them, oh, what are you doing with your life, you know, if they don't seem to be going anywhere, and they say, well, I'm in college, I'm in junior college, you make a reference like, oh, that's so negative, that's horrible, you know, at least you're trying to
well,
get
they,
to college.
Well, let me correct you. They never admit junior college. I can just tell when they're stupid.
No, just tonight on one girl, she said, I'm in junior college.
She said, I'm in college, and Adam said, junior college?
Yeah, they always fess up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the
like
point is he could tell that they were in junior college before they told him they were in junior college.
Because they're not college material. It's high school with ashtrays. There's no need for that. When I'm in charge, I'm going to just turn them into prisons.
Yeah, but tell
and,
me.
And not move in a new population, actually, just whoever's there. See if I can clear out the janitorial staff and the faculty and then lock everyone else up. But, Tiffany, you want to defend junior colleges?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Can you tell that I'm in junior college?
Yes, because I had to repeat the same thing to you three times. So I can always tell.
Excuse me?
Maybe if you said it slower.
All right, so what's your point? Here's my point with junior college. There are a small percentage of Asians who are going there because they're learning something and they're going to move on. The rest are a bunch of slackers who were horrible high school students who have now become horrible college students, and this is just a way for them to stave off either going into the service or going to work, which is what they should do. If you get horrible grades in high school and horrible SAT scores, you should not then go on to more education, except for this time, there's no attendance taken. You just live at home and do nothing for another 3 years.
No, junior colleges are a good way for people whose parents can't pay for their education because they don't want to. They can't pay for them to send them away to university.
You know, I was saying this to Drew last night. I sit around a table every day with about 12 or 14 guys who all went to fairly good colleges, and none of them came for money, or maybe two of them came for money. You can, if your grades
well, no,
are
your,
real
your
good.
Well, your point was there was Ivy League schools, and they paid for it themselves.
Yes, my point is
not just any college.
My
they
point
paid
is if you're a good student, if you're a very good student, and your SAT scores are good and your GPA is good, you can find a way to make your way through, you know, grants and loans and working and all that. You can make your way into a college.
But why do you need to do that when a junior college is cheaper and you can get the same education and transfer for the last 2 years to a major university?
Well, that's all in theory, except for nobody does that. Everyone just sits there and rots.
People do it. Now, I've pleaded your case to Adam before, but mm-hmm. Adam believes that's such a small minority that doesn't count in his mind.
Yeah, there's a handful of people actually get in some nursing program and go through it and get a degree in 2 years or something like that or transfer. That is the underwhelming minority. They really, most people just hanging out, killing time,
and,
scoring weed, and doodling
move,
on PG folders.
As you move
folders.
East, the junior college starts to become called a community college, and they're actually pretty good, a lot of them. It's just
no,
out
they,
here.
They're better. Out here, it's a
West
disaster.
Of Mississippi, it's pathetic.
Right.
Pathetic. I don't mean to disparage
no, it's
them,
true.
But compared
it's
to,
true.
There's a pathetic quality to it.
Right. It's not the college itself, it's the people. It's people who
right.
didn't have the stuff to get into a college, now going to a place they like to call college. All right, Tiffany, but good times.
All right.
You hang out there for another 8 years till someone knocks you up, maybe a professor.
No, I'll be there for 2 years, and I'm transferring.
Where are you going?
Another junior college.
No.
Where?
KU Medical Center.
KU.
All right.
4.
Great school.
0,
wait,
and
KU.
I'm a sophomore.
Why would you go to the medical center?
Because I want to be a nurse.
So you're going to go to the nursing school?
Well, see, she's doing the
yeah,
she's doing
the
nursing thing.
Yeah.
That's fine. And you're white?
Yes.
Now you're never going to make it. Not as a nurse.
Why?
You have to be a morbidly obese black man. Or an Asian, and not mainstream Asian, like Japanese or Chinese. One of the bizarre Johnny Quest villain Asians,
Jesus,
all right?
Dear God.
It's true. Man cow knows I'm right.
And if you're from India, you'll be a doctor.
It's true, but
yeah.
You'll get no respect.
Not out here. In
not
India,
out here.
In India.
No, you don't get any respect there.
Oh,
either.
No, in India. Oh, yes.
Ah,
oh,
no one cares.
Oh, no.
Why they all
no.
move here?
They're
bah,
shocked
bah, bah,
when they
bah,
come
bah.
Here. They want to go back. They're there because they're treated much, much better.
True.
Over there.
Why does everybody who graduates... And with a medical
life,
degree
yeah.
in India
life,
come yeah. here if they get no respect.
That's all right.
Well, the thing is, in India, I mean, if you can throw a couple of chicken bones in a trash can lid, you're a surgeon general.
That's true.
I think it's a lot easier over there.
Man,
you know, can I ask you, just because today this was a big story, and I don't know if this is Loveline material, but I'm here with you fellas. You seem very bright. Could I ask a question?
Sure.
You know, I studied for half a year to take my SATs, Central Missouri State University, home of the Fighting Mules, hee-haw. and real crappy school, but it was good times. And I realized as I looked around the room that everybody that fit certain minorities, they fit a certain minority category. They took the whole SAT in about 5 minutes. They filled out all the little circles with the pencil, and it was over. And I looked around, it was me and a couple of Asian kids that had to take our SATs. Why do they do that? Is that right? Is that fair?
Well, the Supreme Court just handed down something today, right?
Everybody else just got in, but because I was the white guy and this Asian guy, we had to sit and take this stupid-ass test.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Asians. Yeah.
Everybody else, you know, yeah, come on!
You know, I got to say, the Asians need a new publicist, because it's like, all you ever hear is, there's not enough blacks represented on television, there's not enough blacks here, there's not enough American Indians here, there's not enough Hispanics there. Asians really break down numbers-wise about the same as some of the other minority groups. You never hear any complaints about
it. I know what happened. I can tell you what happened.
How's that work?
Two words. Margaret Cho. That obese
true.
Lesbian threw Asians back about 50 years.
You're right.
Gay or not, I don't care. She's not funny, and boy, is she ugly.
Well, tell him your Margaret Cho story.
There's lots of hot-looking lipstick lesbians, and I love Asian poon. I love Asian beaver, Doc. I love it.
Let him.
No,
talk,
go ahead.
Please. I know, but I want to smack Drew with your book.
How about the Philippines? LBFMs.
All right, Drew.
Yeah.
I'll tell Mancow my Margaret Cho story off the air.
All right.
And it's not much of a story.
Did she try to eat your leg?
She wanted to eat what was in between my legs. Actually.
No, she's a lesbian.
Not at that point.
Okay. All right.
I was going to turn around.
Is it perhaps Adam Carolla turned her gay? Is that the story?
He helped. He may have helped, yeah.
He's talking third person now. What's happening?
Well, you started it.
He may have helped.
You could have said you, and then I would have said,
sorry.
Yeah, but
okay,
you said
you.
Adam Carolla.
You.
Too late. Adam Carolla turned her gay. Adam Carolla is going to take a commercial break now. Man Cow, the man assists before Adam Carolla is in studio, Dr. Drew. The man that sits to Adam Carolla's left, to your right, if you're facing the radio from which you hear Adam Carolla's voice right now. We'll take a quick break. Adam Carolla's going to take a leak, and he'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Man Cow is in here. If you don't know him from his syndicated morning show, you might know him from Fox.
Fox and Friends.
And Friends.
I'm on the station with O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and all those guys.
Also, if you don't know him from any of those two places, you might know him from his new book, Dad, Dames, Demons, and a Dwarf, which has made the New York Times bestseller list and is a substantial body of work. Yes, Drew?
Substantial. Absolutely.
All right. So he's in with us tonight. Always nice to have a professional in the studio. Roxanne?
Yes?
Uh-oh. What's the matter, baby doll?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Mm. You're 24. What's going on?
It's hard to say. Every time I get sexually aroused with my husband, I get really, really wet, and then I can't feel him.
Can't feel him. Is he wearing a condom or anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. So it's just too much moisture there.
Yes.
And you lose. Here's the thing. You know, a certain amount of friction is good, but too much or too little, and you're screwed, right?
Yep.
All right. So, what about this? What do you do with this?
We kind of talked about this, didn't you? Wasn't the last time we had this topic? You suggested they throw some kitty litter in.
Like when your dad's tranny would leak in the driveway, and you toss the kitty litter in there to mop it up. What's wrong with the little kitty litter? Or I roll mine in kitty litter like a pecan roll.
And I think...
You know what I'm saying?
Your penis.
From Stucky's. I love those.
And I've always suggested to the Trojan folk that we create a condom with kitty litter on the outside. It would be perfect, right? At least around the base.
Yeah.
Anyway, be that as it may, wearing condom might improve the friction a little bit, although he might not... it's hard to say.
The reality is there's two things you have to do, really, is... He has to sort of mop off a little bit every once in a while. I mean, he has to sort of towel his dork off a little bit. Could he do that? And then could you produce less moisture if he did something like, I don't know, hit you or something? No, but said something. I don't know. Can you get her less turned on? Is there a way to monitor this?
I don't know about that. Have you recently started a new birth control pill?
I actually went and got my tubes tied.
Okay, so you're on no medication right now?
No.
And did you used to be on something?
No.
You weren't on the depot?
Not for a long time.
You weren't on the depot shot or anything?
No.
He's just got to mop himself off a little bit.
Yeah, basically. I mean, there's not a lot that I'm aware of that you can do for this. Sometimes progesterone dries things up a little bit for some women, but you don't need that.
What about a wet dry vac?
Yeah, like a shop vac.
That's what we're talking about.
Or just compressed air. I mean, that dries things out. Hey, and what about Drew? What about those pills? Those anti-sweating pills?
Yeah, I don't think that would do it.
Wouldn't dry up everywhere? They say it dries your eyes up a little, your mouth up.
Yeah.
Probably would do it.
And there are antidepressants that might knock this down a bit. So, I mean, I just don't know of any sort of standard treatment for this.
All right.
Could it be just a side effect from my tubal?
Your tubes haven't been
You never had this moisture problem before?
Nuh-uh.
I think you just kind of turned on by him.
How long have you had it for?
How long have I had
this problem? How long have you had this problem for?
Since maybe August.
So almost a year.
I'll tell you, this sounds semi-ridiculous, but moving a little air around would work, like a fan.
Hmm.
Now, here's the deal. I know this sounds ridiculous, but if you get in a position, well, first off, if he gets that sort of position my old roommate used to do when he used to spy on him humping his girlfriend, from the hallway where he just sort of lays on her, just kind of like, you know, that kind of, you know what I mean? You got to do it like you're making a porn movie where you're actually seeing the rod of
so
the
some
piston.
Air gets in there. I see.
Air gets in there.
Right.
Turn on a ceiling fan. Mm. I'm serious. If you did, let's say you did it doggy.
Yeah.
You turn on the ceiling fan and you got back to, you pulled out about as far as you were going to get before it came out and you did it each time.
Okay.
You would definitely dry things up.
Oh, there you go.
All right,
problem solved.
Get some air moving through that room. All right.
Okay.
All right.
And she's not
satisfied customer.
Do you have a fan?
Yeah.
Okay. Do that.
Okay.
All right. Is it just me, or do oscillating fans have a little too much rotation? You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't mind if they moved like 45 degrees, but they move like 110 degrees, and it takes 20 minutes
you have
for
to wait
to get
so
back
long.
To you.
Right. Right.
And I'm always thinking, no, hey, nobody's over there. Yeah. Nobody's over there.
Remember the sprinkler when we were kids?
Right.
And you just stand there, and then you wait another 10 minutes before you could have the fun of jumping through the sprinkler again?
But
it's that same kind of thing.
But at least in that situation, there was lawn to be watered.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like, hey, I'm just over here sweating my ass off. Get back here.
Yeah.
I would like oscillating fans that kind of go, duh, duh. You know, move about 45 degrees seems fine with me. Doesn't have to go around the world.
Boy.
Yeah, but laugh.
No,
laugh,
I think he's onto something big here.
Thank you.
This
is huge.
The woman that got too wet. You know, I always have these romantic visions, and in movies, Showgirls, they had that great sex scene in the pool, remember? All these movies always have great sex in hot tubs and everything. Mm-hmm. Have you ever actually tried that, Doc?
Hot tub?
Yeah, anything. The sex in water, sex in the ocean, sex.
Underwater's tough.
Oh, it's that weird socket that wets. It just doesn't work. I can't enjoy it.
And many times women are not into that.
Are there people that do enjoy it?
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Moviegoers.
People go to movies, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Sex underwater is not fun.
No, I'll tell you why.
If you're the bottom.
I'll tell you why sex underwater can be okay, because you don't do it in year 18 of your relationship. You're like, honey, you're blowing me on terra firma. We're not getting into, not going into the ocean.
Can you say that?
Yeah.
I think
dear
you
God.
Can. Here's the thing. The few times I've had sex in a body of water, it's been exciting to me because it's always that. You don't expect it. It's like you're hot tubbing, you're drinking a little. Next thing you know, the top has come off, and holy Christ, I'm in somebody, and it's not the inlet jet.
Right.
For Christ's sake.
It could have been, but yeah.
It could have very well been. You're right. No,
you know what it may have been.
It was the dude I was in there with.
What?
Once I got his shirt off.
What happened?
I'm just saying. I agree that water sex is not great. It's just good for people because it's spontaneous.
Yeah, but when you're saying hot tub, are you saying over the edge of the hot tub, or you're not talking about underwater? I find it almost impossible.
It's hard.
I'm talking about any water sex I've ever had has been sort of unplanned and with somebody I was happy to be. I didn't expect sex from.
Yeah.
Therefore, I have good associations with it. But like I said, if you're married 10 years, you don't want to do it in the pool.
You don't mess with that.
Right. All right. And once in a while, you do that sprinkler thing that... You know, where you're humping around on the lawn, but it takes so goddamn long for the sprinkler to get back.
And the neighbor kids are watching. It's embarrassing.
Lauren?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, I'm 21.
What's happening?
Well, I had a miscarriage about 6 months ago. It was very early term. And since then, I actually have the opposite problem of your last caller. I can't get wet at all. I have to have sex, like...
Now, did you start a pill or a shot or something after the miscarriage?
No, I didn't. I haven't been on any medication. I can usually get really wet, but I have to have sex, like, 2 or 3 times in a night. And then it's fine.
You mean then the moisture comes?
Yeah.
You mean heat? What do you mean by 2 or 3 times in a night?
I mean, we make love a couple times in a night, and I mean, I'll kind of take
You have to climax 3 times before you have lubrication?
Not always. I mean, but usually, like the second or third go of it, I have a lot of lubrication.
By go of it, you mean second or third climax?
Yeah, usually.
So you have an orgasm even when you don't have the proper lubrication?
Yeah, or like halfway through, I'll start to become sort of lubricated, and I'll be able to...
Yeah.
entry is sort of easier the second time.
All right, so you get off to a slow start, you warm up, you become lubricated like everyone else, and then you have your orgasm.
It's a difference since the miscarriage, and the reality is there's a lot of biological changes since after a pregnancy, and there's not much made of this. But you're going from a pregnant state to a non-pregnant state. Actually, changes women permanently, and some of that is associated with a drop-off in libido, particularly in those first few months after pregnancy.
All right. Man Cow in studio tonight. He's got a book out. You can get it on Amazon.com. It's just punch in the Man Cow name. You'll find it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. That's his favorite song. He just loves that song. Man Cow is in studio tonight. You can find him on Fox and Friends on cable. You can also find him all around the country in a syndicated morning show. And you can also now find him in the bookstores. Dads, Dames, Demons, and a Dwarf is the name of his new book on the Times bestseller list. Wow, that was a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to the phones, and Man Cow, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
I love doing other people's radio shows because I just sit around and talk when I think I got something funny to say.
Yes, sir.
And don't have to get into all that, what time it is, and let's go to traffic, and here's
sure.
my partner, and let me reset
the
name.
Here's the phone number, 15 after, sure.
Here's the name of the book. Here's the name of the website. It's nice, isn't it? It's nice as a radio guy. Uh-oh. Lightning.
What's that mean? What does that mean?
That's my radio
well,
guy.
Well, look, I'm a huge fan of yours, and
oh,
you've
really?
Been on my radio show a lot, and it is very odd to be sitting here in the position I'm in, but I'm thinking, my God, this is where Ozzy was on the Osbournes. This is the seat.
Oh, that's right.
But I think you do a great job, both
Actually,
you guys.
He was over there.
Well, he was hunched over in the corner over there.
Well, yeah.
Every episode, he gets more and more depressing. It's really getting sad.
He is coming.
But no, this is an honor to be here. And I have to tell you, I have done a bunch of radio shows. Because of the radio tour and the book tour and everything, I've done a lot of radio. I have never seen a more laid-back guy than you.
Really?
Adam, I wish I could be as cool as you are. You've got a crown. What is that? A Crown Royal bag wrapped around your mic.
Yes.
He's laying against the wall. He's wearing a sweatshirt.
Did you see what he yelled at me at the beginning of the show, though?
He's reclining.
I saw that. That was uptight.
You had that coming, dude.
Well, it's pecking order. It's pecking order is what that was.
He's establishing that.
Yeah,
that's right.
But I mean, look at that. He's just holding his mic. He's very cool. He's the Dean Martin of radio hosts.
God bless you, Man Cow. This man's a genius right here. I'm just saying it's
watch out,
it's,
Adam will drop trowel if you don't watch out.
No, but you've been with me, Dr. Drew. What is it like? I mean, it's lots of screaming and yelling and everybody standing and get this, oh my God. And he's just kind of laying there just funny.
Well, you do a morning show and
it's
definitely
a different mood than this. Yeah.
Than this. But I'm just saying it must be nice for you to sort of lay back and not feel like you have to skipper the ship.
But it's also very tough.
Same feeling Drew has every goddamn night when it comes to the show, by the way.
It's nice.
It must be nice.
Nice.
Drew, the show's starting. I'll be there in a minute. Oh,
we needed the lightning round. It makes sense to do the lightning round tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Last segment, yeah.
All right. Lightning Why? Round is
I'm in. Let's go.
That's my version of morning radio, but
oh, I see.
It's
he's gonna
oh no.
It's hard to understand what I'm saying. But you just jump in. You do you be you.
Okay.
Mike?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, like, you want me to, like, give me my problem?
Yes, we would.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she's, like, really hairy, and I don't know how to, like, I don't want to, like, break it to her, but I don't want to be mean about it.
Is she hairy everywhere?
No, just downstairs, man.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
See, Mecca likes that.
See, I love that 70s
yeah.
bush.
Mancow was telling me that when he was in Amsterdam, number 17,
yes.
22, and then 23 through 25 were hairy. When he was banging them.
Favorite.
And those were his favorites, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really into the hairiness, though. And, like, I don't know. Like, she shaved once, right? But, it was really bristly. She didn't, like, do a good job. And then she hasn't shaved ever since. And it just, like, grossed me out. And I don't know what to do about it.
How long ago did she shave?
Like, a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. And it's all grown back in 2 months?
Hell yeah.
Sure.
It's nasty. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
I love a hairy...
Do you?
What word can I use, doctor?
Anyone you like.
Box, can I say that?
Sure.
That's a dream box for me. I like when the panty pie has a crust on it. I do. I like it nice, and I like it coming out of the panties like a late-era Gary Coleman. Just that those bristly hairs just... I like that. I really do. I prefer that. And I'll tell you, you know, when it's all shaved down, I don't like the little Nazi thing. I feel like I'm French kissing... you know, Adolf Hitler or something, when they do that little,
yeah.
I don't like that. And then when it's bald, I feel like a pedophile. Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of person likes it bald?
It's liberating. I agree. I mean, it's not good. It's not good.
Do you like it? Do you like it shaved? I like it paved. I like a nice home plate there.
I like it to look like a drawing of a
yeah.
nice vagina.
Yeah.
But not what a vagina would look like if it was completely left alone.
I mean, I don't like it to look like a baseball mitt made out of hamburger that's left on the barbershop floor.
Yeah.
You know what I've always wondered about? You guys are out here in L.A. where porno's made. In Chicago, we just order it or we go online. But do you know these starlets? They call them that because whore is, yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
You're a star. Okay, it's a whore.
Right.
But they actually have somebody that has to pluck the hairs around their anus to get... How would you like that job?
I'd be into it. Well, they have, you know, they have this place called Pinky Cheeks or something out here where you get the Playboy. They call it the Playboy wax.
Yeah.
And again, these are all done by middle-aged Asian women, A, because
nice.
They have small hands.
Yes.
And B, I believe there's a sort of racist thing, which is it's not quite like a human doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of part pet, part human doing this. Well, they're not going to talk. You know, who are they talking to? I'm not going to run into them at a party. You know what I mean?
Yes.
These are Vietnamese, 56-year-old Vietnamese women who speak broken English.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people you want working on your rectum. You know what I mean? You know what a 27-year-old dude who says he's going to Pepperdine,
you know,
working on your ass.
I saw Seika, the legendary porn star, recently, and she's bigger than my house. And I'm telling you, if these Asian girls ever have to work on her a-hole, they better take a canary in a birdcage because, oh, God, go deep.
Yeah, you know, Seika.
You know, I think I'm going to get my a-hole, I think I'm going to get plucked while I'm out here.
Because
you can't get that in Chicago.
Pink cheeks.
They don't pluck it, they wax
they rip
it.
Okay, all right.
But the thing that I didn't know is...
Adam had that. Didn't you have that done with Jimmy at the Man Show? They didn't do that part.
Didn't do the anus.
Okay.
They did Jimmy's back, and they did my eyebrows. And here's the point.
What did you know?
I thought that, well, you went in there, you brought your French cut bikini,
mm-hmm.
you sort of cinched it up a little just to exaggerate how it would sit on you,
yeah.
and they just work those lines.
No.
No, you take your bottoms off, you put your knees up by your ears, and this woman gets into every crack and orifice. That is bizarre. There should be more made of that, by the way. But the point is it's all sort of elderly Asian women who don't really talk.
Small hands.
Respect.
Much like carnies.
Respect.
Small hands. That's right. All right. So what the hell was... who are we talking to? Blake?
Nobody yet.
Chris?
Let's talk to...
If your girl... I didn't like this guy, by the way. That was Mike? Mike? Mike, if you want her to trim, tell her to trim. All right?
Tell her what your preferences are.
Communication.
It's bogus.
Yeah,
call.
I agree with you.
Bogus calls.
They keep hitting.
It's nasty. And then you tell them how to fix whatever their alleged problem is, and they're like, yeah, but it's nasty.
Because
if they just listened to you and went, oh, okay, I'll do that, it would be the end of their bogus call. but they're too stupid to change gears. Retard. Mike.
No, no, no.
Mike.
Yeah.
I'll see you in hell, you jackass.
Oh.
Yeah. You see?
You hear what he said?
He got half the F word in there. Well, yeah. Then the off part. I guess maybe got the whole word in there. I guess you actually hear the off.
You must have heard the...
May probably got the whole F word in there. Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. Man, cow, we're safe harbor, so we're cool, man.
Oh, God, I'm out of work now. If that happened on my show, I'm out of work.
Really?
If the F word drops?
Oh, are you... The F-bomb?
Oh, really?
The fear.
Well, we got Anderson over there who's got
okay.
fast
All
fingers,
right,
so he covers us.
You know, maybe he could get one of the jobs at Pinky Cheeks or whatever. If he's...
Yeah, I think they have a policy about beating off. I'm not sure. I've seen the placards posted. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
In Latin?
You're 24? That's just the guy with his dork out and the cross going through it.
The no sign, the
yeah.
parking sign through it.
Chris, you're 24. What's up? Please, no jacking in the waiting room.
All right, how you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, okay, I just want to say that I kind of have something that happened to me that's never happened before, and I was a little scared, so I decided to call.
All right,
I was over at my girlfriend's house, and we were laying up on her bed, and sometimes she'll masturbate in front of me, and sometimes I'll masturbate in front of her. Mm-hmm. Well, this night, I guess, it was my turn in the rotation to go first. Well, I start to masturbate, and it was taking a little longer than usual, which I wasn't too worried about that. But in the process of masturbating, my left testicle kind of like took off, like it took a walk. It went like straight up.
Oh, like, up into your abdomen.
Well, up, yeah, towards, yeah, the old shaft there and yeah. kind of went to the left. And I got Ooh. Really scared, but I was determined to get off. So I went ahead and took my thumb and my
You guys are great.
Okay.
Push it down.
This Doc, yeah. you and I have had conversations about this.
Yes,
this is my constant problem.
Yes.
I'm embarrassed in front of my newest bestest buddy here. Adam, to talk like this, but this is what you and I have talked about on and off the air.
Yes, the landing gear.
I have a high riding testicle.
Yes, and you just push
it's just
it right
one.
Down.
It's just one.
It's just one.
It's
and
just
it,
just
and
one.
It, and when I get turned on, it goes into my body, and I got to push down.
Yeah, didn't I tell you to get checked for hernia?
One is
sure?
One is like you know when you pull the blinds up,
and one
gets all cockeyed and one
yeah.
gets funky.
Cockeyed. Thank you.
It's worse than both in
yeah,
a way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but. Both can do it, but it's not uncommon, Chris. Not a big deal. It usually happens right at the point of ejaculation, and you just push it back down, roll it on down. It's not a big deal. But be checked to make sure it's not a hernia.
Have you ever had that happen, though? It's a creepy feeling.
It's a weird feeling.
The I did go to a doctor after you told me to, and he said it's the equivalent of a grape hanging on a thread, and
yes.
it's very very tender and delicate,
yep.
and
yep.
it does feel ouchy.
Yeah.
And you just manually push it down or
you have
prevent
to,
it?
You have yeah. to push down above your penis, and yeah. then the testicle drops. It's oh, God.
What if you just
it's
let
weird,
it
yeah.
go?
It'll come back down usually.
It does.
It's the cremasteric response. The cremasteric
right.
muscles pulled all the way
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You know,
no idea what he's talking
speaking
about.
Of the blinds, actually, you know, my new plan with the oscillation
yes,
of the fan
yes.
cut down to 45. I'd like to really address the guy who invented the mini blind and explain to him.
With all those.
Yeah, the
like you have to be a marionette puppet.
The
here,
horizontal
yeah.
kind. And say to him, does it bother you that your invention malfunctions one out of every 1.5 tries?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that okay average? Were you like...
There's
one
so many
out of
strings.
Less than 1 out of 2 times I pull a set of blinds up, it goes south.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother.
And then it sticks and you never get it out.
And then I have to fight it to get it straight.
I did have a weird thing with a string, since you're mentioning string. Can I mention this real quick? I'm doing a book signing, and this girl comes up. She goes, "You want to see my mouse?" And I said, "Yeah." She pulled down her pants and said, "Oh, my vagina ate it." And she had a string there.
It's in a bill of a bookstore?
This happened 2 days ago in a bookstore.
When I sign my books, that kind of S will not happen.
Yeah. But just I just thought of another great invention.
Do you want to see my mouse? I mean, isn't that just?
It's. It didn't. Isn't there like? Doesn't she have like legal problems? Showing her crotch in the middle of a bookstore. And then,
how about no. this? How about tampons that instead of strings have rat tails? You know what I mean? Like a simulated.
No novelty. All kinds of tails.
It could have any.
Boy, down south.
Raccoon.
Well, raccoon be a little bulky.
A little baby raccoon.
Be a
down south. I like
yeah.
it. Wee-hoo!
That's a great idea. This is a genius idea.
How freaky would
I was thinking
be
of a pull tab.
This could protect women from all kinds of things.
Yeah.
The guy's trying to rape her, pulls down, a rat tail pops out.
Yeah.
Wow.
The rat tail would
fantastic.
Be. Would work.
Oscillating fans, blinds, and rat tailed vaginas. This is a good show tonight.
A lemur tail?
Yeah.
We have all kinds of stuff.
Prehensile would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie?
Motorized.
Yeah. You're
a little skunk. Fancy version. Skunk tails, yes.
Yeah, but again,
baby,
it couldn't baby. Could be too bulky.
Baby skunk, though. Might feel good.
All right. Stephanie?
Uh-huh.
You know what's funny is I come up with a lame idea, then I get bored of it halfway into it, but Drew's not done with it.
It's a good
and
idea.
I yell at him for telling me my idea.
It's a great idea.
Stephanie?
It's a little slow. Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I called last night. I was the last person that you guys talked to.
Oh, we were supposed to finish with her tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right.
So go on. Bring
well,
us back.
Like, I can't get turned on by my boyfriend.
Right. And you guys have been together for how long?
3 years.
Right.
And we have a little girl together, and it started after she was 6 months old.
Are you pregnant again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And
the dumb
you,
one, I remember, yeah.
Right. Junior college?
No.
No.
It's not junior college material, as sad as that may be.
And has the drop in the sex drive been associated with this pregnancy?
No.
This,
just,
remember
I
this last night,
horny?
The outrage and everything
yeah.
you bring up? No.
Nah, she's not mad, though. She's just colorful. So you have a do you say how old's your daughter?
19 months.
And it's so the last year basically you've had no sex drive.
Yeah.
And you said
like I mean I can get turned on.
This is where I got confused last night. You get turned on, but
he doesn't turn me on. He can't do nothing for me.
Oh.
He can't give you an orgasm.
Who no. can turn you on?
Other guys.
Other guys.
So have you been cheating with other guys? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Who? Somebody. Who,
so shall we gamble here? Yes.
Huh?
What, really? Do you want to gamble? I got my wallet in the car.
Know,
you got
too.
Money?
No.
All right, screw it. hey, that wouldn't happen on a morning show. Bring stuff up and then go, hey, tell the Margaret Cho story. Nah. Hey, let's gamble. All right, you got, nah. All right, screw that. Stephanie?
Yes.
Now, who are you seeing? You seeing one guy other than your husband?
Yes.
And who would that be?
A 26-year-old.
He's some guy you work with, or?
No.
You don't work?
Huh?
How'd you meet the guy?
Off of a social introductory line.
Wow, on the computer?
Off the phone line.
Oh, the phone line.
All right, so no, what's the read on her past here? We got some kind of horrible, crazy chaos.
Okay, well, when I was 9,
yeah.
I was molested by my uncle.
There you go. Drew could have made $3. Oh,
all right, so you have sexual abuse, you're a trauma survivor, you can't maintain a relationship, you got a kid, and yet you're pregnant, and you're creating just meltdown chaos in this relationship.
Oh.
Time to get a little therapy, Stephanie. So this needs like a professional intervention. This is not something that's going to kind of get better. And you're bringing two children into this.
Oh, God.
It's a catastrophe.
Hey, Stephanie, mm-hmm. What, and are you... did you say you're married to this guy?
No, we've been engaged for 3 years.
All right. Do me a favor when you... how far along are you?
I'm 5 and a half.
5 and a half. Too late for an abortion. How about you give this kid a fighting chance by just putting him in a burlap sack with some raccoons and getting one of those giant water balloon launchers made out of the surgical tubing and just launching him toward a neighbor's house?
I couldn't do that.
It'd be better. The kid would have a better life. A better chance. It really would.
And another reason why...
Give the kid up for adoption. Can you do that?
No.
Why not?
Because the reason why I started cheating on him is because he was abusive.
Well, here we
that's
go.
Why you can't give. That's why you can't give your kid up for adoption.
Yeah.
Why? You're going to screw this one up too.
You can't give a kid up for adoption because your boyfriend's abusive.
Yes. Well, because I wanted to leave him, and I don't know. It's just hard because we got two kids together.
We're saying have one adopted.
Yeah. You can't do that?
No.
Why not? Why not do the dignified thing?
Why not give that child
a
chance?
That's what's right. Yeah.
Move the child to parents that actually are loving and want to raise a child.
This is, hold on
capable
a second.
Of raising a child.
I got to freak out for a second here.
Right. Oh,
this
God.
Is why. Because, here's what we're living in. We're living in a society where I'm freaking out looking in my rearview mirror because I got half
brownies.
A tray of pot brownies in the back of my car that I'm trying to give to a cancer-ridden 32-year-old woman. And 18-year-old Stephanie can crank out as many screwed-up kids with the abusive guy she wants. There's not a goddamn thing anyone can say about it. And anytime anyone pipes up about what we can say about it, somebody says, how dare you? How dare you? But if I want to grow a pot plant in my front yard, I got guys rappelling down from helicopters and they're threatening to take my house away. Or if I pull into a park to try to get a handy from some hooker, they can just go ahead and confiscate my car and sell it at a police auction. Really? This is it? This is it? The guy pays 800 grand in taxes, can't transport pot brownies to cancer victims, but you can crank out as many goddamn kids as you want? And if you say anything, hey, this isn't Nazi Germany. What the hell is this? Where are we priority-wise in this goddamn country of ours? Stephanie Here's the deal. Here's the kind of country we need to live in.
Oh,
when
God.
Somebody is abused like Stephanie was abused, they need to be watched.
Yes.
That doesn't mean punished. That means watched.
Structured.
They're
going to
have
assisted.
Tendencies.
Yeah.
Yes, they are going to hook up with abusive people. They are going to crank out kids. They're going to create a new generation
of abused
kids.
Yeah, right.
That is going to cost society. This is protection.
Yeah.
This is what you do when you care as a society.
So we give her the welfare if she takes the contraceptives.
Absolutely.
Boy, I love that idea. I mean, look, guys, I have to drive through Cabrini Green every day, twice a day, which is a really rough area in Chicago. And, I mean, it's like, you know, mama ducks, at least when they go into the traffic, they keep their babies behind them.
Yeah.
You ought to see that just 10 kids in front of a woman, they run out into traffic. 2 o'clock in the morning, these kids are, you know, out in the street, 5-6-year-old children. And we're paying for this.
Right.
We're paying. I mean, look at my paycheck. You know, when some guy's got his hand out, it's like, what the fuck? I didn't curse.
Not the F word.
Almost. Just
I didn't curse. I didn't curse. What the heck? there's a save. I gave it work. Look at my paycheck. That we're paying for this, kid.
No, absolutely. And look, and the idea that if anyone pipes up about it, it's a racist or you're just the oppressive man or who are you or how dare you or what kind of society are we living in when you start getting into people's reproductive rights, kiss my ass.
And here's a guy she met off the internet that's having sex with a pregnant woman 5 months pregnant.
Yes.
You know what kind of guy this is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Why is it whenever I try that, I meet the same kind of guys?
That's right. Number 26.
Oh, they never advertise themselves like that.
Number 26, 28, and 14 were pregnant, by the way.
But since you guys feel similarly and spend similar amounts on the tax dollar, Manco, maybe you could join Adam's club where he's going to get his own policeman and his own garbage man, and then he'll shut up about all this stuff.
Well, here's what I'm saying. And Manco probably pays more than I do.
Which
makes me feel good, but it kills me on the other hand. How many goddamn TV shows do I got to make before I make more money than some guy does morning radio show in the Midwest? All right, but that's not my point. That's not my point.
The true feelings came out just then.
But here's
he hates me.
Couldn't hate you.
No, I hate everybody.
Okay.
All right, but here's what I'm saying.
But we agree on who to hate.
Yeah,
you and I
say
okay.
We need to start running this country like a casino. Which is, if you want to roll off the tour bus, grab a bucket of nickels and sit at the slot machine drinking watered down well drinks, fine. That's what you get. You get a couple of discount tickets to the buffet. If you want to sit at the high rollers table and wager hundreds of thousands of dollars, and in our case, lose hundreds of thousands of dollars, well, they put you up in the presidential suite. Sure, they give you a couple days in the suite. You get perks. You know why? Because you just dropped $1 million. That's why you get perks. It's math. The old bitch, she lost 50 cents in the nickel slots. She doesn't get the presidential suite. Fine. I'm saying I want a little extra help on the garbage, for instance. I want to be able to drag a bag out that's in a non-regulation can and have the guy pick it up. That's all I'm saying. For my 800 grand a year, that's what I want. That's all I want.
And
you know what? And if I bring that up, I'm a monster.
And your own policeman.
My own policeman instead of my own goddamn parking.
Yes, yes.
So wait a minute. What am I to get out of that? Are you saying then that this last caller is a stupid whore?
Yes. I'm saying that she's a victim.
She's a nickel slot.
She is. No, we're all over the map.
Okay. I want some clarity.
She's
a victim.
She's
a victim. And society supports the victim to go on and act out their pathology. And then everyone pays for that, as opposed, and including her, she pays the price for this, as opposed to somebody helping her contain it.
Yes, she pays.
We celebrate the losers, is what you're saying.
She pays an emotional price. No, we.
I'm trying to understand what the hell you guys are talking about.
We have no problem telling people. There's many rules in this society.
Yes,
they're all over the place.
Right.
And if I want to put a second story on my garage, I got to pull a bunch of permits and get a bunch of zoning ordinances and all. They have deputy inspectors.
I know where you're going.
She wants to crank out a whole bunch of kids. We cannot say anything as a society. And if we do, then we're now turning into Nazi Germany or Russia. Stephanie.
Hey, the thing is I've not been on Medicaid or welfare with any of my children.
You're gonna.
No,
you're
I'm not.
What are you gonna do then?
I've got my GED. I'm going to be going to nursing school.
You stinking whore.
Who's taking care of your kids while you go to nursing school?
I'm thinking me and my boyfriend are going to be, my fiancé, whatever the hell you want to call,
My mom's going to be taking me in, and she's going to watch her, and I'm going to go to school at night.
All right, good. You have this. Here's your plan. Break up with the abusive guy.
Yeah.
Have the second kid. Give it up for adoption. So your mom doesn't need to be watching after a whole brood. Work on the first kid. Go to nursing school.
Yeah, that's a reasonable plan.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Or leave the kids with the abusive boyfriend.
Ugh.
And then see what happens.
She has a boyfriend. I don't like him.
All right. And don't get pregnant anymore, please. And like I said, just a little something in the mail from the government. Like, you know, like when you have a library book out. You're 18. You're on your second kid.
We're watching.
What's the plan? Can you slow it down just a little bit? All right. Well, again, she's calling from Utah, which is number one in the bang for your buck USA survey tax dollars to representation over
here. She'll be to California.
We're number 50. Yeah. We have to start attracting these types of people to move to this part of the country. All right, Man Cow in here. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Man Cow is in studio tonight. A nationally syndicated radio personality that you probably heard of, even if he isn't in your city. Also, the author of a book, Dads, Dames, Demons, and a Dwarf, which is on the New York Times bestseller list. So it is out. He's promoting it. And it's good to have him in the studio.
And your book was with Judith Regan, like mine.
Yeah.
Did you have a good experience with them?
I had a great time. I really did. It's what's wonderful about it is you do these book signings, and we average about 2,000 people at these signings. So that's, you know, 5-6 hours of signing books as quick as possible. But you get a lot of feedback, and you find out what touched people. And
wow.
You know, I lost my dad to cancer, so that is the Dead Dad's Club. You know, a lot of guys, you know, it's not something that we talk about a lot.
When did you? How old were you when your dad passed?
It was 5 years ago. I was 30 years old. It was, you know, it's so tough. And you know, new studies show that divorce is tougher on men than women.
Yep.
And
I
have to tell you, meeting the men that I've met on this tour, guys come up. I mean, you know, a lot of guys have just got back. I was at Whiteman Air Force Base on Saturday. And a lot of these guys, you know, just back from Iraq, and they're crying about, I lost my dad to cancer, and this book touched me. So
that's nice.
And they want to talk about the 30 prostitutes in the Amsterdam.
Yeah.
That's in there, too.
In the next breath.
That's in there, too.
I love guys.
What'd your dad do for a living?
My dad was, you know, the kind of guy that's probably pretty laughable to everyone in L.A. He was, you know, Kansas City, Missouri, Midwest cabinet salesman. Made about $20,000 a year, probably on his best year. And didn't really do anything that exciting. He paid his taxes and loved his sons and went to work every day. And his suits as cheap as he could get them, and his life like his suits. You know, he wore out his Earth suit wore out too soon. But what really irritated me was when my dad was diagnosed with cancer. It was around the same time that Greg Louganis announced that he had AIDS, and he was you know, a great hero. This is, I mean, the patriotic music and a great hero. And I never understood that. You know, we celebrate guys like that, but the regular guys that are the backbone of society, the hardworking guys that are out there every day. Whether they're truck drivers or garbage men or, you know, working at the post office, those are the forgotten people. And to me, they're the real heroes.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm sure Greg Louganis has felt the backbone a couple of times, too, just speaking of backbone. Your dad sold cabinets for kitchen cabinets?
Kitchen cabinets, yeah.
Well, that's my kind of guy.
Yeah, just a real regular guy.
I like that. Let's talk to Amber, who's 22.
Yes, I did my monthly breast exam about 3 weeks ago, and I squeezed right below the nipple like you're supposed to, and I got out like this jade green discharge.
Jade green.
Jade green, I mean ugly.
Wow.
Sounds kind of
pretty.
Yeah.
All right.
And I've checked every day since, and it's still the same.
All right. Well, there's a lot of things and nothing it can be.
Every day has been a jade green discharge?
Yes.
Or nothing?
Jade green every day.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Jade green every
day. That's why I'm the smart one.
Okay. Well, it can be an infection that can cause that.
Doesn't green usually mean infection?
It usually does, but it can also be tumor, and it can also be nothing, and it also can be an endocrine cause of breast production. There could be a little bit of breast milk that just is discolored. So you need a mammogram, you need an endocrine check, you need a prolactin level, a thyroid level. Are you on any medication?
No.
Okay, but you need to have these things checked out. So it's probably going to end up being nothing, maybe a little local infection, but it's something that's got to be looked into.
Do you have to produce some so that somebody can look at it?
No.
Really?
I'd go right for the ultrasound or mammogram and get the thyroid.
They don't want to take a look at what's coming out of you?
If it comes out easily, they might, yeah.
All right.
My culture.
How is she so calm? If I had a jade green discharge from my penis, I'd be at the doctor. I'd be at the emergency room right now.
These are Loveline callers.
Yeah. They dance.
3 weeks you've had green discharges from your breasts?
3 weeks this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Why haven't you been to the doctor? I'm sorry. This is your show, guys.
I'm curious.
She's
uninsured and she smokes a lot of weed.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And by the way, weed can create the breast milk production, too. A little bit, possibly. So.
You basically just pinched a dime bag out of your boob. That's what happened. But, Amber, you do smoke the weed, right?
Yeah.
Any chance you're pregnant?
Possible.
Okay, that's the other possibility here.
That's all right.
Go check these things out, all right,
God.
Amber? Go ahead. Get right to it.
Listen, not everyone's so as enthusiastic about their life as you, man, Cal.
Well, she may be pregnant. She's got green stuff dripping from her breasts.
But look at it this way.
You guys are, I mean, it's jade colored. You guys are jaded.
But yes. It's
to me, that's a serious deal.
That we're jaded?
No, that you've got this. My God, she's got. You should be screaming, run to the doctor,
you know,
right now.
We deal with so much other more pernicious and serious stuff that they also don't look into. This one isn't going to hurt her imminently.
I think you're too jaded. I think when you don't hear that, it doesn't freak you out.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Don't rock the boat, buddy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we had girls calling this. They're crowning while they're talking to us, and they don't want to go see the doctor.
Let me, but here's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
You know how we sort of look at our lives as, hey, it's me, it's important, I'm having my thoughts, I'm having my fears, and my trials and tribulations, and then you look at everybody else that you pass by, and you go, well, that's just them. I think they think of themselves as just them, too, sometimes, too. You see what I'm saying? Maybe Amber, maybe she's just them. See, she thinks she looks at herself that way.
I totally get it, but green stuff dripping, that can't be good.
Time to go. Yep.
Okay.
Right. Justin?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
All right. I've been kind of seeing this girl for about 2 days, and I went down on her last night, and I noticed, some little bumps, and I'm not sure if they're just, zits or kind of some sort of disease, herpes, just warts or whatever.
You just feel them?
Not really.
Lights were on? You could see them?
They had kind of a white top to them.
Venereal warts.
You could see them.
Not necessarily. Is it were they symmetrical?
Yeah, pretty much.
Were they on her thighs or up in the pubic area?
Just above the clitoris, I guess.
What's
That's something called molluscum contagiosum. Probably.
That's not good.
Which is a virus, not a big deal. It is transmissible, and it's needs to be sort of burned off with liquid nitrogen. You ought to point it out to her. She needs to know about it. Just say, hey, I noticed something. That's all.
First day of the relationship, lights on, oral? Wow.
What's that like?
Good time.
I've never
had lights on, oral?
What's that like?
It wasn't lights on, oral the first time. It was just plain out sex, and then oral came second day, actually.
Second day.
But you're on your second day with her, right?
Yeah.
So you actually banged her before you met her? Like you somehow spun the globe, the counterclockwise, turn time back?
Like that first Superman movie.
Yeah. We are turning clockwise, aren't we?
I think so. I don't know.
All right, Justin. So can Justin then have whatever on his mouth? If it's warts.
Molluscum, it's not warts. Warts are in the pink part. You know, saying then they can't appear on the other side, but they're flesh color. They don't have the white top.
Well, she's saying it's above the clitoris.
Yeah, which is the pubic area is where the molluscum contagiosum.
But how much above? I mean, is it
possible it's her clitoris? I don't know because I've never.
He says it the way your grandmother says it, Adam.
Yeah.
You notice that?
My grandmother, who just loves to correct.
Your grandmother says
she wants these kind of arguments we get into.
She's 87 now?
No, she's 90.
90.
She pulled me aside and she said, I've been listening to the show, and
what's a clitoris?
Here's how my family. How so you can break up the Corollas? There's the side that doesn't listen to the show and has never heard the show, and then there's the other half who listens to the show and has great problems with the show.
So tell you how to do it right.
You wish they wouldn't listen.
Right.
I've been listening to the show, and I notice you and Dr. Drew say clitoris, and it's pronounced clitoris. And I said, well, I think you can pronounce it either way. No. And then it goes on. You know how your grandparents, their friends are all geniuses? You know, they do that. Emery Kennerick is a doctor. And Emery pronounces it clitoris. And I said, hey, Dr. Drew, the word doctor, that's his first name. Uh-huh. What do you think he is?
Is it clitoris? Am I saying it wrong?
Either way.
Well, the argument.
Okay, either way is
it,
right.
It got in a big argument.
So me and Granny Corolla are right.
Well, what happened was, is now we get into a big argument. I think it's clitoris, old lady. And she's like, Emery Kennerick, and I've always said clitoris. I was like, okay, you've always said clitoris. So I said, look, I think you pronounce it either way. And she says, no, you can't. So we go into the den and find my grandfather's oversized dictionary, you know, like where each page had just two letters on it. Because, like, my grandfather, at the end of his life, he couldn't see. Like, if he was looking up clitoris or clitoris, it took, like, six pages to just get the word on
that. Was that page dog-eared?
it was stuck together.
Okay, all right.
We went and looked it up, and it said, and by the way, this is a cop-out if you're a dictionary. Go ahead and pronounce it either way. What the hell do I need you for if you say go ahead and pronounce it how you want?
But your grandmother didn't let go at that point, did she?
Yeah,
she let it go?
She was like, it was kind of like, well, you dodge a bullet, mister. You know, yeah. It was like, yeah, you could pronounce it either way, but the people from Mississippi pronounce it your way. It's basically what we left
with. The unenlightened. Don't
Is it possible to have a hair growing out of the clitoris?
Oh, that's a heavy question there, Mancow. Yep.
Okay.
But that's bad, right?
Seems like I saw that once.
But somehow I'm going to have bad dreams about that, I think.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
You know, our friend in there, Bob Eatman, took me to, he's our mutual friend, and he took me to the Gold Club in Atlanta, which is like the premier, I'd never been to a strip club. He said, you got to go, it's the premier strip club.
Bob Eatman?
Yeah.
Excuse me, he's never been to a strip club, had sex with 30 girls in Amsterdam.
No, this is before that. This is before that.
Right.
And I'm all excited, and this girl comes over, he's gonna remember this.
Who, Eatman?
And
Bob Eatman?
She's spread eagle. And this is at the Gold Club, right? That's like the best. That's as good as it gets.
Right.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
And her vagina is filled with warts.
Oh, you could see the warts.
And she just like, and then she wouldn't go away.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's like, okay, here's a dollar. Please leave. Yeah, you want more? Oh, God. It was just horrible.
Was she intentionally doing this to you?
I don't. It was like some kind of nightmare. And then she wouldn't leave. Oh, you like this? And what are you going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's nice. Please, waitress.
Give her money so she stays longer.
Oh, we couldn't get rid of her, so we thought, well, we'll give her money and she'll leave. No, then, you know, who else wants the girl with venereal warts?
Mm. Wow.
Oh, it was a beautiful thing, and then it just, ugh.
Seems like there's a lawsuit there. You know what
right
I mean?
Right there on display.
You traumatized that way?
Last time I was at a strip club was literally my bachelor party.
Yeah.
And I had to hear lengthy stories about cervical cancer.
See, that turns me on. Anyway. When they're crying, that's when I'm the most that's when I'm the most aroused.
I was at a strip club in Vegas with a David Allen career, and he explained he had a woman who he was sort of sometimes you meet one and they sort of hang out with you for a little while. And he had his lady, and she'd explained to him that she'd been stabbed 26 times by her ex-husband. And I am amazed how fast the conversation of abuse or my kids or what have you has worked into
All going to college.
Yeah,
all strippers are going to college.
They're all going to college during the day.
That's why they got into this.
But I'll tell you, I'm going to just have some sort of seminar for strippers about what it is you need. I mean, here's what I would like to hear. What I would like to hear is I was a college student. I was majoring. I was pre-med. I was making I was making decent cash doing graphic design, but I just wanted to get into this because I love the flexible hours and freedom, and I love men.
Right.
Or how about I'm a whore. I'm a whore.
Or I'm a whore, but I don't want to hear about the kids, the stabbings, and the vaginal
no.
wars.
Have you been to Rick's Club Tally Ho in Vegas? It's where the midgets, the old, the infirmed go.
Bob Eatman took me there.
And I got to tell you, they actually let me taste the pole. Tastes just like chicken.
Really?
The pole, yeah. And there was this one-legged. Anyway, there was a suction thing. She did the splits. She got stuck to the floor. Mm. It's something else.
Vomit, please.
All right.
Let me finish with Justin.
No.
Muscle contagiosum could also be folliculitis from ingrown hair, but in either case, somebody needs to take a look at that. Not you.
All right.
The doctor.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back with Man Cow. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Man Cow's in our studio tonight. Syndicated talk show, morning show host, also on Fox and Friends, and also has a book out that's on the Times bestseller list, Dad, Dames, Demons, and a Dwarf. And again, a substantial book. Not
they're
not
thinking of making a movie about that. I got contacted by a guy named David O'Connor who is with Gramercy Pictures.
Wow, that's
and
great.
And they're talking about making a movie about the some of the adventures in this book. So I hope that happens.
Wow, that would be... That would be a real feather in your cap. And then I wouldn't have to hate you, because you'd have a movie out. You'd be making twice as much as me with a movie. Then it'd just be your movie and radio show against my five TV shows and my radio show. But it'd be fine, because you'd have a movie.
Right. How do you feel about the Man Show continuing? Is that a bad question?
No. I don't have any...
You don't care?
Yeah, no. I mean, here's the whole thing about me, and I think... people think it's just so much radio talk or celebrity talk or whatever, but Drew can back me up. I really don't care about most stuff that have the career-wise, right?
Yeah.
You are, without a doubt, and I'm not kidding you. I've been in the studio with Rush, and I can name a bunch of people, okay? Rush's a pretty big radio guy, right?
Sure.
But I've been in the studio with a lot of these guys. You are the coolest cat ever. You are so laid back.
Well, I don't
know how you do it.
I don't think it's cool, but it's just it's more apathetic than it is cool. But I mean, here's the thing about the Man Show.
As a fan, that pisses me off. As a guy that watched the Man Show.
Yeah.
Did the Man Show end because the Man Show boy is now 30?
It's because he got manslaughter, actually. He killed a bitch. trick went bad.
Gold Club, coincidentally.
Yeah.
There you go.
She shot a ward at him. He charged the stage. His girth was too much for her. No, here's the deal with the Man Show. We created the Man Show, Jimmy and myself did, because of some semi-business dealings, whatever. We were green. We got screwed a little bit. We don't own the Man Show. This is the nature of this
business.
So you're
business. Like a Motown performer.
Right.
Yeah.
This is how this business goes.
Yeah.
Everyone should be so lucky that they create something that someone else steals one day.
Right.
And you learn your second time around. We enjoyed doing the Man Show. We think of it as our show. The people that produce the Man Show had zero creative interest in the Man Show, input in the Man Show, even though they might lead you to believe otherwise. And so now they are actually going to have to creatively do the Man Show. Now, we left them a template to do the Man Show, which is helpful, and we'll see if it's enough help.
I would think the idea is everything, right?
The idea, and then lots of different elements in it. But here's the point.
Yeah.
When Loveline, the TV show, went off the air, I didn't have any feelings about it. I just felt like, well, you do something for four seasons and you're done. And
it's pretty damn good.
When the Man Show goes off the air, I have the same thing. It's like, we did it for four seasons. It's time to do something else. And best of luck to whoever wants to do it after us. I would like to get paid a little bit more for the creating the show, but what are you going to do? If we did it that way, I'd have to pay Jimmy more than me. Mm-hmm. Stephanie or Steven?
Stevie.
You're Stevie, right? Somewhere in between there.
Yeah.
you're 18. What's up?
Last week, me and my boyfriend were having sex, and I didn't think it was possible. Like, I've heard people talk about girls can get off a couple times, but not seven times. I'm so serious. Like, at least seven times, I orgasm during a half hour period.
All right.
That's good times.
And what's the problem?
Well, when we were done, I started bleeding a little bit. Mm. And it wasn't it was blood. It wasn't curry blood. It was thin and...
It was probably still from your uterus. It's not uncommon for women to bleed after sexual stimulation.
Period blood is thicker?
Can be. But it's all right. That's what that was, Stevie. Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And then the next
basically, morning, but your boyfriend worked your vagina like Rocky working that side of beef for 45 minutes. A little blood, it's well within reason, right, Drew?
Well within reason, yes.
Thank you. All right.
But
all right, that's enough.
Oh God, I no. What do you mean that's enough? God,
she's fine.
You guys have the greatest job on earth.
We do.
18 years old, talking about her, oh, her orgasms.
I know. Mm. And instead of getting up at 2:30, we go to bed at 2:30.
I got Dick Morris in the studio tomorrow. I mean, gee, that sucks. I want to talk to 18-year-old girls coming.
Yeah, you're right. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah. I'm calling about, I have a problem, I guess, sort of with pre-cum.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, like, she's giving me hand jobs or whatever, and she thinks I'm, like, actually coming, like, multiple times, and whenever I'm with a girl, we don't even have to be doing anything sexual, just holding hands, and it will happen. And
You leak like crazy.
Yeah.
And because of that, she, like, won't go down on me.
Because she doesn't like the mess.
Yeah.
Because your girlfriend doesn't want to do this.
Yeah, that, and she thinks I'm, like, I'm done, basically.
Well, you can tell her you're not done, can't you?
Yeah.
Right, but she doesn't want to get down there because it's got an ice cream cone that fell in the sand or something. Right. It's got stuff all over it.
Yeah.
And if you wipe yourself off, it doesn't matter. It just keeps coming.
Yeah.
How about you break a Q-tip off under there or something and it acts like a projectile when you actually do come and lodges into her palate? True. Write that down with my oscillating fan idea and my rat tail tampon.
Good stuff.
You just look, just tell her you haven't ejaculated.
Doesn't every guy have that? I have that little.
Yeah, absolutely. Adam does not.
I know.
No, he's got a.
But I wonder. I wonder. And Drew and I have spoken about this. It's probably a combination. Some guys have a bad gasket. Other guys, I think, it's a combination between just being too excited. I mean, that's sort of the penis equivalent to the dog drooling, which is they hear the can opener.
Here it comes.
Well, this is how your body works.
I don't like
it?
My penis referred to as the can opener.
No, but when
your girlfriend,
it hears,
your wife is the can opener.
Oh,
your
I see.
Wife's
okay,
the can
I see. All right.
Yeah, it's like when you see that wart infested vagina with Bob Eatman at the Gold Coast.
He loved it. That's the thing. He loved
that's his thing. That's his thing.
And then he got us a couple of hookers after that, and we were shooting up, and it was wonderful.
He's out of control. But I'll tell you, the thing about Eatman I love, he can score in any town. And I'm not talking about hookers. That's
easy. No.
I'm talking about heroin.
Oh,
and that's
dude.
That's a tall order for a lot of agents. A lot of radio guys.
He had me bring some into town in my ass, I'm telling you.
Oh, you mulled it in.
I mulled dope in for him.
Oh,
he's into the horse.
He pranks me.
He's into
score.
It. Look at him. He's smacking his arm right now.
All right. Well,
getting ready.
Bob's going to tie off. We're going to take a leak, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Well, that's the show. I want to thank ManCow for coming in here and tell you that you can go to Amazon and or wherever, your local bookstore, and get his new book, Dad, Dames, Demons. Anna Dwarf, New York bestseller list. Pleasure seeing you in person for a change, ManCow.
We've known each other for years. It's been an honor.
Thanks.
Both of you guys are great.
Thanks, and much success on the
thank
book,
you.
And it's possible turning into a movie and all that kind of stuff. We'll keep our fingers crossed. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Did the Man Show end because the Man Show boy is now 30?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.